We do want to chat directly about what you've been planning relating to spaces and locations. It is a bit more complex. It's actually more valuable than you imagine. Objects, things, spaces, energies are always, and we use that word directly and properly and forcefully, always affected by energy. We're not declaring good or bad, by energy. Yes, the solar flares, the astrological, all is energy. Some not so subtle, many very subtle. But there's also, you see, energies that will, both man-made, alien-made, and non-physical, from a non-alien perspective, endeavoring to make spaces and locations comfortable, so you are attracted to them, or uncomfortable, for you're pushed away. Some of your people that you know in this world are working on lines of energy on Earth, ley lines. That is appreciated at many levels. But what you're doing is, let us say, clearing or rebuilding the lines of love. Part of a fabric of structure that's been challenged with the recent, let us say, world powers, movement, energy, alliances. You see, if you can keep the humans unsettled, then you, let us say, slow the inflection of unification of love. It's just like as a human. When you're in pain, do you have time to love? The pain brings you into self-centered. It's not bad, it's being human, you see. Endeavoring to try to figure out what to do about the pain. So therefore, for those minutes you're in pain, you're not broadcasting love, so to speak. You're not in coherence of love in those moments. So therefore, if you go to a dinner party, let us say, and the chair you sit at, someone has put a whole bunch of tacks on, pointed up, and you sit on it, you're not going to enjoy. You're not going to relax. You're going to be on alert, trying to figure out how to get out of the pain. Therefore, what you're endeavoring to do is to eliminate some of the pain energy or the energy that makes beings not want to be there. It does not have to be pain. It's a very human condition. Some of this group has been endeavoring to help you, endeavoring to teach you, to remind you, you see. Many, many, many beings will not go into Earth's energies, will not come to your planet. Many of the higher dimensional beings choose not to, for they often get caught. Their energy gets pulled from them until they're depleted and they leave. This is what you are doing in the simplest terms. You're creating it as a comfortable space. Your technology, you see, that you've been given, does that. It brings coherence. But in that coherence, other beings also want to be there. It gets a little crowded sometimes. Clearing away the incoherence helps the higher dimensional beings coming in to do the work, to do the play, to help the humans, to help the land, to help the plants, to help the animals, So to clear, let us say, a pathway for a tenth dimensional being, you must clear all the other dimensions, including the human. As you do this, you set the stage for an increased amount of attraction. So we suggested you clear away the distractors or that repels. This naturally allows attraction to the space, to the place, to the person. It is why 80% of the time people on the systems tend to have their life move forward. As they clear, more love flows into them. Often that extra love that's flowing into them, people pick it up. People sense it, you see. They are attracted to love. And then the story goes, they get attracted to so much love, the person doesn't know what to do with it. And therein why you're using some of these other technologies. With hypnotizing, let go, teaching people that they are good. They can receive that love. They can bring their energy through safely. They can let go. They are lovable. They don't have to keep telling themselves. You see, the synergy of what you are doing now is significantly in alignment with that what you've both chosen to do on Earth, to empower love, to help eliminate or reduce the incoherency. So you are working at the subtle level. Again, we say to you, congratulations. That is and will create the biggest change in your world. It's the subtle energy giving the humans, giving the spaces, the entities that are in and assigned to those spaces, and the entities that are assigned to the computers, so to speak, the objects. So too can a computer bring in love, just as an object opens a portal that brings in negative energy. You see, you're setting the intention. That intention is a movement. A movement of energy. And then you're following it through. Congratulations.